to my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Love that song. And we had it suggested by one of our guests this morning. And if you have tuned in before on this day and time, usually we have our good friends from Cannell and Company over here. Will Maben is here. Angela Sherrill is here. And you've got a guest, Angela, that's here with you as well.
Yes, we do. We have Scott Huntinghouse, who is an HVAC independent contractor here in Pensacola. He's a good friend. I use him personally. And I think we are going to share some really good information for everyone out here today. So, Scott, why don't you introduce yourself?
All right. I'm Scott Huntinghouse. I own Huntinghouse HVAC. Been here in Pensacola since 1991.
Wow. Okay. That's a long time. Have you been doing your HVAC all that time?
Pretty much. I did it for a high-tech company here in Pensacola for a while, in a production. And then when Hurricane Ivan hit, I kind of went out on my own.
Well, so yeah, there was a good reason for that.
And that was 2004, so you've got, what is that, 22 years now?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yes, that's a big wow.
And we love small businesses, so.
Well, it's very good. They always do bring in folks that they work with, which is great to know, because if you have a realtor that is connected in the community and you may find something that may need a repair or something that needs to be looked at, these two, I can tell you, pretty much know everybody in town and then have figured out who's really good to work with. And, you know, maybe someone will just pass on this time. So let's hear how we can get in touch with you. Angela, I know you've got a number and a website. And
Working on the website. The number is 850-292-3165.
Okay, and your email?
Oh, yes. Go Noles.
It's the one.
ACS.
How could I forget?
At att.net.
Okay. And Will?
And I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay, you two.
And Scott, tell us how to reach you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Our phone number is 850-748-7551. Our email address is huntinghousehvac@gmail.com. And we have a website, huntinghousehvac.com.
Huntinghousehvac.com.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, you guys, tell me what's happening with the real estate market right now. How are we doing? It's spring. Spring is here.
I think the market is heating up. And it's still a conundrum all at the same time. I think, you know, I was a little under the weather the last month on this date. And it took me
missed you.
Yes, it took me a good 10 days to get my energy back. But trying to go and blow and find people houses. We have buyers out there. We have sellers out there in all price ranges. So...
Well, and I will say it's been better than a year since this has been happening to me, but as I'm making appointments, houses are going contingent, so they're no longer available. People are out there and they're buying. We're getting a lot of houses coming off of the market now.
And that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see more and more action in the market. With the lowered interest rate, I know it went up just a little bit once this war started, but... With the lowered interest rates, that has put a lot of buyers back into the market.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And spring. Spring is here. That's why we chose our professional today, Huntinghouse, for his expertise. What do we need to do for spring to make our house ready?
Call a professional like myself, Huntinghouse HVAC at 850-748-7551. Let us come out and take a look at your system. We have contracts that we can put in place that are affordable. That's what we try to do, is give people an affordable way to maintain their system so it doesn't cost them more money down the line.
That's fantastic and proactive.
Right.
Better to know what's going on ahead of time.
And the great thing is that Scott's company. They always send you an email. They are easy to get in touch with. I always speak to a person, and it's either Scott or Vicky.
That's true. Yep.
And I don't know about you guys, but I really appreciate the fact that I have a warm voice on the other end of the line. It's very helpful, and particularly in this climate.
And local.
And the local.
Yes, I appreciate that. That I can tell pretty quickly when it's not a local operator.
Exactly. So,
no franchises here.
Right.
We're local.
Is that one of the things that kind of separates you from some other HVAC contractors?
I think so. We can keep our pricing down because we don't have to pay that franchise fee.
Right.
We operate 4 trucks right now. We'll probably maintain that through the summer. We do a lot of residential and commercial. So we stay pretty busy.
Right. When you say that there are no franchise fees, does that limit you on, for instance, can you, what kind of systems can you sell the brands that we would be familiar with?
We can sell just about any brand. I can't think of any that we cannot sell.
Mm-hmm.
We can certainly service any system, any brand.
So your franchise isn't contracted with a certain brand, and that's the only brand? That's
correct.
That's a great thing. Yeah, you're
not
a franchise.
We're not limited at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here this morning talking with our friends from Connell & Company. We have Angela Sherrill here, Will Maben, and their guest, Scott Huntinghouse, who has an HVAC company here in town. If you've got a question, we're going to be here for the whole hour, so text in your questions at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning. So I have a question for Scott. With springtime here, I know for myself, the weather's been so strange. Turning the air on, turning the air off, turning the heat on. It's like, I don't know what to do. I want to open the windows, but then do I close the So I'm just curious, is this a good time to get your systems inspected before we get into the season? And do you have any tips for homeowners trying to keep that energy bill down when we're going back and forth between heat and cool?
This is a very good time to have the system looked at. Inspected. We call it preventative maintenance. We've got some very affordable plans in place so that we can look at it twice a year. If you will call the office at 850-748-7551, we'd be more than happy to set up that appointment for you. We basically go in and take a look at the system, make sure the drain lines are clean. There's about 21 items that we look at.
Oh, that many?
That many.
Okay.
But you as a homeowner, to answer your question, if you'll just leave the thermostat alone, keep it at one temperature.
Okay. Do you recommend a temperature for this area?
Oh, it depends on the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some homeowners that like it 64 degrees.
No. I'm a Florida girl. No.
Okay.
That's not happening.
Florida Power and Light will tell you, leave it at 78. Don't touch it.
Ooh. 78.
In the summer.
In the summer.
In the winter, 68.
I guess I'm kind of around 72-ish.
That's good. That's
72, good. 74-ish, maybe. What about you guys? Angela, what do you
Well, Scott has been my legit HVAC contractor for 12 of his 22 years in business here. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that he taught me is that as you get newer systems and you learn to maintain them,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of times you can, like during the summertime, I tend to be more on the cold side.
Mm-hmm.
So I put mine, and some people think this is crazy, 75, 76, because it actually feels
cooler.
Much cooler.
It does depend on your house, too, I would imagine.
It does.
And sunlight and how much sunlight you get in a certain room.
But one thing Scott taught me is it's about conditioned air, and I hope that you'll speak to this, is the humidity factor.
Oh, yes.
It's how important it is both in the all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it is very important, especially here in Pensacola where it's so high humidity in the summertime. And then in the wintertime, we tend to be a little less humid. So we want some humidity in the house to feel comfortable in the winter. But in the summer, we definitely want to get rid of the humidity. And there's items that we have in place, thermostats that look at humidity as well as temperature and help to maintain a healthy environment in the home.
Well, Will and I, 2 weeks, 10 days ago, went to this house over in Gulf Breeze, and it was kind of a high-end home.
Mm-hmm.
Two-story.
Okay.
60 degrees.
Really?
And
it was
boy,
set
that
on
power
60.
Bill must have been.
It was set on 60, and it was a digital thermostat. Had two separate
wow.
systems.
Wow.
And the windows, I mean, my feet, our feet were frozen.
We don't.
And I was so concerned about it. Will and I were both very concerned, and we made the comment, we need to call this realtor. So I called the realtor, and he just shoots me a text back immediately and says, yeah, crazy.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, my goodness.
He said, I've, you know, explained over and over and over again that 60 is really a bit much. And he insists on 60 degrees. And the home is vacant.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
There's no humidity in that house right now.
Wow. Okay, well, I've got a text that just came in from one of our listeners. Michael sent in a text. Good morning, Michael. What are your thoughts about the individual units in each room of a house like they do in Europe and Asia? That's interesting. Yeah.
Will and I were just talking about those before the show, mini splits.
Is that what they're called, mini splits?
Mini splits.
Okay.
You can have one outdoor unit that can control up to seven indoor sections. So that helps with the cost. And there's no ductwork to run. So you have an individual unit, like in Japan, they hang on the wall. You got a remote control that controls that room. And then you go to the other room and you want that room maybe a little bit warmer or a little bit colder. And you can set that temperature different then.
Wow.
So they're very affordable.
Really? Because it sounds expensive to me.
They're very efficient to run.
Interesting.
You won't find a regular split system that'll run that efficiently. They are very efficient.
And they are affordable.
Yes.
That's interesting because to me it sounds very, the more technology I sense that it's going to cost more.
Right. Yep. My son has a sunroom that was an addition to a house that was built in the late 50s, early 60s. And so he had to have all of his, he had to have his entire HVA system redone. So not only did he get the traditional system, but for that sunroom, they added the mini split, and it has made their heating and cooling bill so much better. Plus, it's made that room so much more usable.
Oh, for sure.
Because it was
very
hot
smart.
As Hades in the summer, and then so cold in the winter.
Well, especially the placement of the room in your home. So
right.
if it's under a shade tree in the yard, but the other side of the house is getting that afternoon sun, and your living room can suddenly feel like it's 90 degrees.
Right.
Okay, talking with our friends with Connell & Company, their guest this morning, Scott Huntinghouse, who is with Huntinghouse HVAC Systems. So a lot happening in the real estate community here. I jump on Zillow every once in a while just to kind of see what's going on or the MLS site. But have you got anything that y'all are looking at right now that are your hot items?
Well,
my dream lot sold.
Oh, congratulations. That's great.
It should close real soon.
Okay.
I have a couple other listings coming up. Got a great condo at Portofino.
Oh, nice.
It's coming up.
There's nothing wrong with Portofino.
No, it's beautiful out
it is.
There.
I love Portofino. It's beautiful. Shout out to Rob Babcock, by the way. So what's interesting to me is when you... But I'm sitting here and it's springtime and, you know, my family, everybody's decided, okay, it's time to move on. We're going to be either, there's a life change happening, a retirement, something's happening where people want to downsize or they need to move.
Yeah.
So, and they maybe have not ever gone through the process of selling a home before, like this might be their first home that they're selling. What do they need to do first?
Call a professional.
So I'm guessing that would be one of you, too. Is that the message here?
And then we're going to send them to Scott.
Right?
Chances are their price point is probably the home will require, an inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And I always call Scott if I have an opportunity to with particular clients. And Scott comes out. He does a great job. Nothing in life is free, and he's not free, but... He also is not trying to scare or make my deal go away.
Right,
so
okay.
He's trying to give you a realistic.
But maybe for that seller, is it better to do all the changes and fix-ups and stuff before your realtor sees it?
Not always.
Not always.
Okay, because I'm curious. I'm thinking, well, what should I do to get ready to sell?
Well.
4 point.
Actually, what you should do is reach out to a trusted professional that can help you. That's going to give you honest information,
right.
A good path forward, and help you just, it's the roadmap. Mm-hmm. Get the roadmap to what you need to do. Find out what your dream, somebody that actually listens to you to find out what you're envisioning happening, mm-hmm. and then figure out a good path to make that happen. And I'm happy to help anyone. You can reach me. My name is Will Maven with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292. And, of course, my email, GoKnowles, ACS, at att.net.
850-292-3165. 3165.
Okay, we're talking with Angela and Will, both with Cannell & Company Realty. What sets you apart with Cannell & Company from the other realtors in town? Because there are a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. So what sets you apart?
We are educated. We're enthusiastic. We never give up on an opportunity to serve. It's a privilege to be able to live here and to be able to help people be as excited and happy about our community. And we want people to have as good of experiences as we have with real estate. And so I think that is a huge factor.
And I think it sounds like both of you bring a lot of experience to the table.
Right.
Which makes a big difference.
Right.
Makes a big difference. What about you, Will? What do you think is the difference?
Experience really matters. Honestly, the biggest thing, and I really love working for Cannell & Company Realty, they give us the opportunity to do whatever it takes to take care of a customer.
Yeah.
End of the day, we're not just working for today's deal. We want their grandchildren and their grandchildren's grandchildren to use Cannell & Company mm-hmm. Realty one day. So we're here and we're trying to be here for a very long time for as a resource.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
More than, we need a sell today. 'Cause we can do without a sell today.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it right is more important.
Right.
So you're building that relationship and trust, and of course, my favorite word is credibility.
Yes, and respectability.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to step up. You know, we're human beings. Sometimes we do, mm-hmm. you know, make mistakes.
I've heard about them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen often, right?
But rather than running, you know, we're gonna stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of hand holding.
Sure.
Because this is the biggest experience.
It's huge.
It's a huge, huge investment.
And we are your neighbors too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's very good. So, what are you seeing any trends at this time for the area? Are more people looking at the beach? Are they looking at rural? Are you finding certain types of homes seem to be the hot thing now? You know, every once in a while it could be a condo, it could be a two story, it might be a ranch house.
The hottest thing I've got going is I probably have 5 people looking for multiple acres on 2 or 3 bedrooms, multiple acres, needs a big garage.
Mm-hmm.
The house can be small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And they don't want to be around people.
That's interesting. So they don't want to be in a duplex type situation.
No.
Or a neighborhood, because a lot of for a while there, the trend was the gated neighborhoods.
Right.
Where the homes were kind of on top of each other.
Well,
and very nice.
There's still a market for that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, for certain people. But there's others that really like their space, or they like their chickens. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever it is, mm-hmm. They are really looking for big properties.
Nice.
Yeah. And I would tell you that over the last 6 months, our MLS, Multiple Listing Service,
uh-huh.
there are more other counties.
Interesting.
That Century, Jay, and I know that these are not other counties, but
mm-hmm.
they're other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot more listings.
That's interesting.
From the north end
uh-huh.
to the east.
Right. So the development is moving out.
Right. It is.
Interesting.
What, Scott, what's your customer base looking like? I would assume it's growing as well because of the numbers of people.
It is growing, and a lot of it is based off of the sales of homes. they don't know who to call, so they rely on their professional realtor to recommend somebody whom you two do. I think there's a lot of repeat business also. We took on a lot after Hurricane Ivan. Mm-hmm. We fixed their systems. We did a lot through Rebuild Northwest Florida at the time. And
what a great program that was, too,
was
by the way.
It was a great program. And so now some of those folks are coming back because the systems are old enough now, and we're replacing the system again.
Right.
Because it's reached that life expectancy, which is normally 12 to 15 years. So
right.
If you're on the beach, it's 5 to 7 years. Salt water.
Wow. That's interesting. Even I didn't realize that.
Really?
Yeah.
5 to 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
that's
of all the salt
there.
Of course. Well, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah. Well, okay. So one of the questions is, when do I know that I need to start socking away the money
today
to replace the system?
Well, I guess the question might be, too, do you have payment plans?
I do not have payment plans.
Okay.
We do take credit cards.
Okay.
A lot of people, we used to finance,
mm-hmm.
And we just found that people did not want to go there.
Understood.
They didn't want the high interest rates of the finance business, and so we stopped offering that. I say that we do have one financing option, and it's a good one. But mainly credit cards, people like the points.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, when your system is not keeping you comfortable, whether it's in the summer or the winter, then you need to call and have it looked at before
right.
it gets worse.
Right.
Socking away the money.
Should have happened.
Should have already happened. You need to have a savings account, ask my wife, and, you know, that's going to help. That's going to help ease the burden.
Right.
We do not sell systems that are very high priced.
Right.
They're good systems. They're quality systems. They're the same systems that are being sold elsewhere.
Right.
But at half the price.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep. Nice.
So we're
nice.
Talking with our friends at Connell and Company Realty. Will Maben is here, Angela Sherrill, and their guest, Scott Huntinghaus. When we come back, Scott, I want to find out a little bit more about maintenance and prevention, and that's a totally selfish question on my part, so be thinking about that
okay.
as we get ready to go into the break.
Okay.
But before we go in the break, we have just enough time to hear your phone numbers, how to contact Angela and Will.
Will Maben with Connell and Company Realty. It's 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Scott.
Huntinghaus HVAC, 850-748-7551 or huntinghoushvac@gmail.com.
Angela Sherrill, Connell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165. And go Noles, ACS@att.net.
We got to work on that email, I'm telling you. Although I have no room to talk. I'm not going to say what mine is.
Oh, please.
Oh, no. So we're talking with our friends at Connell & Company all about the real estate market, what's happening with Realty in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We're hearing a little bit more about HVAC, how you can get your home ready. So if you've got questions, please text those in now. They're going to be here for another half an hour, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, which stands for Pensacola Expert Panel, and our professional experts are in the studio this morning. So take advantage of this opportunity, 850-437-1620. We will be back in just a little bit. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are here this morning with our friends from Connell & Company. We have Angela Sherrill in the house, Will Maben, and their guest, Scott Huntinghaus with HVAC. What is the full name of your company, Huntinghaus?
Huntinghaus HVAC.
Okay, so we were a little late coming in because I got all excited about our topic we were discussing during the news break, because I will admit that I am, and I have many times on the air, it's difficult to say, but there are certain areas of my life I have absolutely no knowledge about. And so I had gotten a new air conditioner when I moved into my place, and I was talking to him about filtration, filters, cleaning the drain, all of this stuff. So we got into an interesting conversation about that, and if you all are okay with it, I would love to have Scott elaborate a little bit more about what we were talking about, because my question was, what can I do? I will wait until I come home from work. It's 90 degrees outside. I walk in the house, and the air conditioner's off. And that's when I do maintenance. That's my preventative maintenance. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Scott's coming. I'm going to change my filter and get suck out the drain line real quick.
Yeah, that phone call. So how do I keep myself from getting in that position is my long, after all that, my long-winded question. How do I get, what kind of maintenance do I do? I mean, please elaborate. Help me out here.
Every month, change your filter.
Okay.
Use a inexpensive disposable filter, not a washable, because the washables tend to grow mold.
Okay.
So you use a disposable filter, something like what they call a MERV 8, MERV 6. The lower the number, the more easier it is for your system to breathe.
Okay, so this is the discussion we got into, because in my mind, I'd buy the more expensive one. It has to be better.
So they make 90-day filters right out of the box, 90 days. You only have to change it.
Mm-hmm.
That does not work.
Okay.
It's a very good filter made by a very good company. But in a regular residential environment, not a hospital, not a class 100,000 clean room, you're not going to get 90 days out of that filter.
Well, see, this is interesting because this is what you were explaining to me about the sizes of the breathable holes in the filters that we were talking about.
The micron size of the filter.
Okay, so tell us about that because I had no idea, but it makes total sense after you explained it.
So you can find a pleated 90-day filter.
Mm-hmm.
It has a small micron size, which means it's a very tight woven filter.
That makes sense, okay.
That's going to trap, and right out of the box, first of all, before you take it out of the wrapper, you put it in your air conditioner, it starves your system for air that it needs to breathe right out of the box. So now you start to collect a little bit of lint, some dust, maybe the cat walks by and it sucks fur balls off the cat.
Oh, no.
It's already depleted its life expectancy of 90 days.
Wow, and that's because the filter's,
it's so tight.
It's woven so tight.
It's a very good filter. It's a very efficient filter, but it's not for your system.
So it's for a hospital. So what should I get for, say, a smaller home or
any size is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the cheaper the filter you can find, the better.
See, that's very interesting.
Let your system
to me.
Breathe.
I don't know if y'all shop for air conditioning filters lately, not on Amazon, but
I
Home
have.
Depot and Lowe's. I remember when they used to be, you know, $3
Correct.
For a two-pack.
Correct. They're
that
not anymore.
That two-pack is like $12.
Okay.
And I'm like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth getting the correct filter.
So why does a filter make so much difference?
Because of that micron size.
Okay.
And it has to keep the lint, the dust, the normal fur ball off of the indoor unit, out of being sucked into the indoor unit.
You also mentioned about drains and what to do with that.
The drain line.
Mm-hmm.
Every modern.
Where is that exactly?
It comes right
it's not in my tub. That's a different drain.
That's a different drain.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that dumb, okay?
It comes right out of the bottom of the system, indoor part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Since Hurricane Ivan, so 2004, every system has to have by code in the whole state of Florida, what they call a drain line safety switch. And that drain line safety switch shuts your system off when the drain line clogs.
Okay.
And backs
like a
up.
Float valve.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. It's just like a float valve, and it prevents water from flowing back into your home. Hurricane Ivan, we found it because of mold, water infiltration into homes and the mold, the whole mold scheme that was going on. And so they have these now that they're mandatory. Drain line backs up, shut your system off. You call me, say, Scott, I just walked in. It's 90 degrees in my house.
That's me.
First thing I'm going to ask, have you cleaned your drain line out lately?
The what?
And if you have a unit in the attic, which is very common, both of mine are in the attic, it could be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
It could lead to ceiling damage. It could lead to a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So every month you want to change your filter with an inexpensive filter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to pour some vinegar down the drain line where that safety switch is.
Okay.
And then what that does is it flows down, goes through the drain line, and kills what we call pyrogens, or like liquid mold, mm-hmm. that grows in this wonderful humid climate in Pensacola that we all live in.
Interesting. That is so helpful, really. I think that's such helpful information. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and clearly our experts are in the studio this morning. 850-437, if you've got a question, 850-437-1620, if you've got a question, we would love to hear from you this morning.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty. It's a pleasure to be here today, and my number is 850-292-3165. My email is goknowlesacs@att.net.
My name is Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. Phone number is 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Okay, so we're talking about real estate, the market. We've been focusing this morning a lot about air conditioning systems. So as we go forward this spring, what are some things to be looking for, the trends? What are you seeing in the market?
Well, as I said earlier, things are heating up. The price points that are selling the quickest are between 200 and 300 and then 300 to 400. So that whole price range. But anyway, there are some good properties. If you're willing to do some work, have the ability to DIY it or call a professional to help you, there are good houses out there. And they're all over. They're in all of our zip codes. And you know, somebody like Will and myself, we can show you where those are.
Right.
And help you.
And you're good with knowing the neighborhoods and the culture and what will work for a family.
Right.
Like if you're a senior, you may not want to be in a big family residential with lots of kids running around in the neighborhood, right?
Exactly.
So exactly. You know those neighborhoods, or you know where someone might be a good fit.
Right. Right.
And we also know the house. When you walk up to a house, I see different things. I'm not looking at the color of the walls or the paint or even the shrubbery. I'm looking for wood rot, lifted shingles, small things. And I have a lot of customers tell me, well, Will, are you trying not to sell me this house? No, I'm trying to be honest and make sure you are informed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that it kind of sets you apart from the rest when you...
Yeah, no, that's fair. That makes a big difference. I want someone that's going to tell me the truth.
Right.
So that's really important.
Right.
We did get a question on our text line for Scott. The question's from Jeff, and he says, drain line, what about bleach?
Bleach is...
I've heard a number of things about that.
Yeah.
Bleach is great. The only problem with bleach is that the chemicals in the bleach tend to deteriorate the evaporator coil, which when you pour that bleach into the safety switch, it goes into the evaporator coil drain pan and then goes out the drain line. And then you put a little water behind it, and that kind of flushes out the residual bleach. But the problem is that bleach is then at that point touch the evaporator coil, and it's going to corrode the coil.
So probably not a good idea to use bleach?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I use vinegar. I recommend vinegar.
Vinegar. Okay, that's great. That's a great question. Thanks for sending
just
that in.
Just white vinegar?
It's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just white vinegar from dollar store or wherever.
850-437.
The cheaper the better.
850-437-1620. If you've got some questions this morning, Scott is here with his HVAC company, and he's clearly an expert about this topic, along with Angela Sherrill and Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty.
My son used a different HVAC contractor. But I know that Scott sells the newer systems. My son's hangs on the exterior wall. And can you talk about what I want to talk about is the new technology in HVAC. I mean, my system that is outside the condenser, it's a big boy. And, you know, it's on the other side of the house so that it's not the first thing that you see. Which, you know, I hate to say it, folks, but I'm a big curb appeal person. So these new systems tend to be...
Yeah, the new ones are nice. They are very efficient. We were a little worried about them at first. January of last year, they changed the refrigerant again. But now we should be settling out with what we have in these new systems. The new one that hangs on the wall of your son's house is a side discharge system.
Yeah.
I've not seen it, but I know what hangs on the side. And they're very efficient, similar to the mini split wheel that you and I were talking about earlier. They look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually right around in the higher, what they call SEER rating of a 22, 24 SEER.
Right.
Which is, they're very, very efficient.
Right.
The new refrigerants are good. I was skeptical of them at first last year, but they've turned out to be very good.
Right.
That's excellent.
We're seeing, it was funny, we put one in a co-worker's house, not air conditioning co-worker, one of the guys that rebuilt our house that Angela sold us. and that Will recommended that we buy.
Mm-hmm. All in the family.
From Kennel and Company.
Seriously.
We put one in his house. He had one that was 12 years old. We put the new system in his house, and now he and his wife are cold.
Mm.
And they're like, it's cold in the house.
Mm-hmm. Too cold.
We'll turn your thermostat up. But we always run it at 70 degrees.
Oh.
I said, well, not with the new stuff, because it pulls more humidity out of the house than the previous refrigerants and the previous systems. So now he's able to turn his thermostat up to like 72, and they're comfortable. So.
Interesting. Mm. See, there's so much to know about all of this. That's why you need to hire a professional like Scott.
No kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you do use a professional, the information that you learn. After today, Meg, mm-hmm. I would hope that you already told me you had one of those little handheld shop vacs.
Yes.
So you can go outside and you can just suck out your drain line.
I have not done that yet, I confess, but I will. I'll be doing it this weekend for sure.
Yeah.
And then you'll look inside it afterwards and
you'll go,
yuck.
Right.
Yeah, that's I'm afraid.
Nasty.
I'm afraid.
Right.
Very afraid.
But they're just little things that you can do. And that's important. And that's part of the reason Will and I are here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we put on this show.
Yeah, that's why we put on this show.
Well, I got an interesting text that just came in. I have two cats and a dog. Do you have any advice as far as air conditioning and keeping the pet fur out of it?
Change your filters more often.
Change your filters much more often.
Okay.
All of the animals are walking past that filter grill.
All right.
Sucking all the fur balls. I have a dog. I love my dog. So I'm not an animal hater by any means. But, change your filter more often. Keep your drain line clean. We do have some devices that go into the plenum, the area above the indoor unit, that help eliminate odors that may occur in the home.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that was available.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
UV lights, there's a lot of things you can do to put on a system, an existing system, or a new system that help it live longer and you live a healthier life.
Well, one thing we haven't talked about are Gulf Coast Air Care about the duct work.
That's what I
get that all the time.
Who Todd do you recommend was here yesterday.
I used to say Scott, and Scott said, No.
Todd was on the show yesterday, Todd St. Orange with Gulf Coast Air Care. Yes, he's on the show.
He's a wonderful guy. They're fantastic. An awesome company.
He's fantastic. Good friend of mine,
they're
too.
They're honest.
Yeah.
Very honest.
Yeah, and they do churches and commercial, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's interesting. So you stay away from the duct work, then. What is your specialty, then?
We can replace the duct work. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a mold specialist,
and Todd is. Okay.
Gulf Coast Air Care is they're a mold specialist, so they can go in and say, yes, that's mold. I look at it and go, that's probably a fur ball. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. So I recommend Gulf Coast Air Care all the time.
Oh, that's great to hear, because he's very credible business and also been in the community almost 30 years, I believe. So, again, having that track record where people, the relationships we've talked about this morning, trusting people, knowing that the person's not trying to get over or sell you more than you need, those are very important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, another thing I think we have to highlight about Scott is that he is a veteran. He served our country. He served in our community. And so, and Will and I mean, we have a lot of retired military. We have a lot of young military.
We love them all.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. But they come in, they have small family, they have young families.
Sure.
And so they buy, and we help them have a good experience, hopefully, so that when they do retire, they come back to Pensacola. So. Yeah.
or get restationed and have to sell.
Well, yeah, that is
a
very
happens a lot.
We have that a lot here, of course, with all the military bases here that people are coming and going. Very transient community in that way. So that is true.
Right. Yep. So Scott, our last caller talked about their pets. Would that be a good thing for your yearly service, your bi-yearly? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a contract in place. If you want to call the number of the office, it's 850-748-7551. Talk to Vicki over there, and she will be able to tell you about the couple different programs we have where we come in twice a year, spring and fall. Look at the system, do a 21-point inspection of the system, check the electrical components as well as the freon levels. We do look at the indoor coil and clean the coil in place, and hopefully we get to where we keep that clean enough that we don't have to pull and clean the coil, because then the price goes up substantially to have to do that.
Okay. Right. And then my next question, I do have bigger dogs, and for some reason, my big dog always wanted to go on the outside unit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about that. It's corrosive.
It's very, for male dog, yeah, the male dog.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Very corrosive when the male dog lifts his leg on the outdoor unit.
No.
Known as a condenser, correct?
The condenser. You need to, very good, Angela.
Well, yeah, Angela.
You need to keep that clean with the garden hose.
Right.
You need to spray that off probably weekly. Okay. And just kind of keep...
Just make it a habit.
Fresh air, just kind of go out there and, yep.
Okay.
If you have a drain line out there, which I know you do, he probably likes the water that's coming out of the drain line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put a fence around the unit.
There you go.
A decorative fence, lattice, whatever, to keep him away from that. Because that's going to, it's going to ruin the unit.
Right. And it probably doesn't take long.
No, it does not take
long. And probably other animals, too, possibly, that are in the neighborhood.
It's... Right, male dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Male dogs.
Don't know what it is.
Okay.
But it's a thing.
Right. It's the noise.
Interesting. Yeah. We're talking to our friends with Connell and Company this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, with their guest, Scott, who is here with Scott Hunting House. He's an HVAC expert. So if you got a question, we still have a few minutes left at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey, this is Angela Sherrill with Connell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292-3165, and my email, gonolesacs@att.net. I'm so excited. I have a new listing coming mid to late March. It is going to be an assumable FHA loan of 5%, folks.
Wow, that's
great. And the price range
great.
Is going to be in the low 300s, a 3.2, near the Navy base.
Wow.
Call me.
That sounds great. Yeah. Nice. Great price, great rate.
Yeah.
How about you, Will? What you got going?
There's always something.
For those who remember, that's what Rosanna Dana used to say on Saturday Night Live. There's always something.
There's always something. The Portofino. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. That's going to be a great property. There's other great pieces of land that are coming up as well. So, grabbing those as they come up. Got one that's just super exclusive. It's going to take a special buyer for that one. Mm-hmm. And then I have a Pace house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, built in 2024.
So fairly new, yeah.
Almost
brand new.
Brand new,
yeah.
Everything's
okay.
In. And should have something in East Hill coming in the next month. So, there's a lot of irons in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and I also have, keep my fingers crossed, meeting tomorrow, a house in Cordova Park.
Oh, it's going to be a nice neighborhood.
It's a great house.
Okay.
Going to be really neat. It's going to be definitely for people who have the ability to redo.
Okay.
Really solid home, brick.
Little fixer-upper in a way.
Yes, all brick on a corner.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
A corner lot.
Yeah.
All brick.
Corner lot.
Okay. Yeah. So how do we find you? How do we find these properties that you have listed?
BuySellCanell.com.
Okay.
Just call me.
Okay. BuySellCanell.com. And Canell is spelled C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
LL.
Okay.
Like Cheryl, S-H-E, two R's, I, two L's.
Okay, okay. We're going to get this right before we go. There will be a test.
You can also call me, Will Maben, at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com. You can see all of these listings and anything that's on the MLS.
And okay. I promise you, our guest, Scott Huntinghouse from Huntinghouse HVAC, has our numbers as well.
Uh-huh. Okay. He does have them.
So, Scott?
850-748-7551. Or HuntinghouseHVAC at gmail.com.
And call him to get on his spring maintenance.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Now is a good time to
spring
do
and fall maintenance.
Yes.
Spring and fall.
Yeah.
Save you a lot of money.
Okay. So we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. Anything we haven't touched on today that y'all would like to talk about?
Well, let's talk about interest. And we've been talking about interest rates, and they've been dropping, and they did fall, but, you know, turmoil has pushed them back up just a little bit. It kind of took back the ground that we were gaining and dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's averaging about a 5.5 to 5.75 for an interest rate. So anytime you can get a good deal like Angela has with that assumable FHA, 5%, wow.
For 30 years.
That's incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
So those are fantastic things, and if you can find deals out there like that, they instantly save you.
Quite a bit.
On just Angela's, it would be $3,000 a year. So figure $250 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what that saves.
Okay, I've got another text question. We're going to get this one in before we leave. This one from one of our listeners, and it says HVAC question with big capital letters.
All right.
So this one's for you, Scott. Are the new air handlers any smaller?
Dimensionally, they are a little bit smaller. Yes.
Okay. I have no idea what they're talking about.
It depends on the brand. So
indoor.
Indoor.
Oh, I see.
Indoor section.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they are dimensionally a little bit smaller.
Okay.
Does that affect anything with the closet size or?
It's huge, especially in East Hill where the closets are so small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's kind of what I mean. I have a larger closet for what has now shrunk to a smaller air handler. Is there a problem with having that extra air in that closet?
No, not at all. You got a place to store your broom now.
Or your golf bag.
So you've seen it.
Filters.
Right? So, well, I don't keep extra filters. They just get drop shipped, and at that point when they come in, I change it.
Yeah.
That way I don't have extras in storage.
Okay. Well, we're out of time. It's the hour has flown by. We'll be doing this on a regular basis with Connell and Company, Angela Sherrill, Will Maben, Scott Huntinghouse. Thank all of you for being here this morning on Pep Talk. Appreciate all that you do. And you can also hear this podcast on our website at Pensacola Expert Panel. Just click on the podcast. You can hear it again.
Go Noles, ACS at ATT.net.
There you go. Thank you for listening.